在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
In Barack Obama, Gordon Brown sees a new opportunity for the international community to join together and get the stalled Middle East peace process rolling again. While mindful of the attention being paid to the global financial crisis, Mr. Brown says the Israel-Palestinian problem must also be addressed.
I think it's important to recognize that the Arab Peace Initiative, the 22 Arab states,calling on President-elect Obama to prioritize achieving a comprehensive plan is a very important development indeed. It is the 22 Arab countries coming behind progress that can happen quickly in their view, asking the new presidency in America to take this as an urgent priority, and we are very much of the same view, and we will do our best to promote that initiative.
Standing next to Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad, Mr. Brown said the settlement issue must be resolved if there is to be a lasting peace.
I think everybody now sees the contours of what a two-state solution would look like. A Palestinian state that was secure and viable economically, an Israeli state that's secure within its own borders, and where its worries about peace and stability were answered. One of the blockages to that is clearly the settlement issue.We have consistently said, and I've said this to successive Israeli prime ministers and presidents when I've met them, we've consistently seen that as a barrier to reaching the agreement that everybody thinks is possible.
For the next 2 days, the Palestinian prime minister will be hosting a trade and investment forum in London. On Tuesday, Mr. Brown will welcome outgoing Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to 10 Downing Street for talks. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.